You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, as required by state law, released an estimate of the general school aids each public school district will receive for the 2025-26 school year. This estimate allows school districts to develop their 2025-26 fiscal year budget and is based on 2024-25 budgeted dollars submitted by school districts. The DPI will certify general school aid amounts on October 15th. No increase in aid is currently allocated in the Joint Committee on Finance's budget proposal for the 2025-26 or 2026-27 fiscal years. Of the state's 421 school districts, 135 districts are currently estimated to receive more general aid, while 277 are estimated to receive less. Some area schools estimated to receive an increase include Baraboo, Boscobel, Highland, and Reedsburg. Many area districts are estimated to receive less funding. They include Fenimore Community losing $327,724, Hillsboro facing a loss of $44,507, Iowa Grant losing $106,652, Ithaca with an estimated loss of $27,923, Kickapoo area facing a $321,375 loss, Lafarge a $313,234 loss, Mineral Point facing losing $74,623. Richland faces a loss of $49,523. River Valley, $292,857. Riverdale, $114,001. Weston, $188,119. And Wisconsin Heights is estimated to lose $415,769. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature have reached a deal on a new two-year budget. The deal announced cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion, increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin, and raises fees to pay for transportation projects. The deal emerged the day after the deadline for enacting a new budget. The legislature is scheduled to pass the budget deal this week. A Madison man accused of violating sanctions against Russia has reached a plea deal in federal court. The Wisconsin State Journal reports federal prosecutors accused Andrew Pogosyan of selling 8 pieces of scientific equipment to Russian buyers. He allegedly tried to mask those sales by claiming they were going to other Eastern European countries. The plea deal says at least one of those pieces of equipment made it to a branch of the Russian military that creates chemical weapons. Under the deal, Pogosyan faces a maximum of 10 years in prison for the most serious charges of smuggling. A prisoner accused of killing her cellmate at Wisconsin's women's prison has pleaded no contest to homicide. Prosecutors charged 29-year-old Taylor Sanchez in January 2024 with first-degree intentional homicide in 68-year-old Cindy Schultz Judas's death in 2023. According to the criminal complaint, Sanchez beat Schultz Judas to death because Sanchez was hearing voices. Sanchez initially pleaded not guilty due to insanity. Online court records show she changed her plea Monday to no contest, meaning she acknowledges there's enough evidence to convict her but is not admitting guilt. Sanchez faces a mandatory life sentence when she's sentenced July 28th. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center has announced it will be opening the RAMC Laval Clinic in partnership with the Laval Telephone Cooperative to bring primary care to Laval and surrounding communities in the fall. The clinic will provide a local health care option for preventative wellness care. The RAMC Laval Clinic will be located in the Laval Telephone Cooperative, building on Highway 33. It will be open Monday through Friday and will be primarily staffed by nurse practitioner or physician's assistant and medical assistants. There will be 5 exam rooms, basic labs, and the RAMC pharmacy team is working on a way to fill some prescriptions in Laval. Over the next several months, RAMC will be recruiting providers and staff for the Laval Clinic team. They will also be sharing more information about establishing care in Laval for interested patients. Updates will be available on the RAMC website. Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Lisa Hale has more.
Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
A total of 35 people were ejected from two Morgan Wallen concerts over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Saturday's concert saw 23 ejections, followed by 12 on Sunday. There were technically 10 arrests Sunday because one person was arrested a second time after re-entering the stadium following his first arrest. UW-Madison police spokesperson Mark Lovicott says the majority of ejections and citations were related to disorderly behavior due to alcohol consumption. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration will be held Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. This year's theme is Proud to be an American. The event kicks off Thursday with Greg Webster, Shalani and Joe performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. On Friday morning, the Firecracker Run starts at 8, with registration starting at 7:30. More info about the run can be found at BoscobelFirecrackerRun.com. The Giant Street Parade steps off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1. Registration for the parade will be held at the fire station from 10 until noon. There will be thunder showers, bounce houses from 1:30 until 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis courts from 7 until 9. The evening then culminates with the big fireworks show at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold both days. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration Thursday and Friday at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relate to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, scattered storms, high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.